You know what I love to do in the summer?
It's time for you to make out with another married guy.
No, I love to eat homegrown produce, and the only place that I would ever get my fresh produce is from Tease Farms and Greenhouses. Sweet corn, tomatoes, and peaches are my go-to produce this time of year. Not only do they have the best selection of plants, flowers, and shrubs, they have the best homegrown produce picked fresh from their fields. Get your local Missouri honey at Tease Farms and leave the beekeeping to the pros.
Give us an audio.
That's sort of screaming is what I'm hearing. And I can see bees, and they're all being stung.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Things I couldn't see.
Now, Charlie, is this Nick Lachey or is this 98 Degrees?
I'm pretty sure this is 98 Degrees.
Interesting.
I'm pretty confident in that.
All right. Then I'll yield to you.
What's his, I mean, what was his solo career? I can't remember any big hits.
Oh. Piece of Me?
Okay.
Joe, is that right? Joe Ryder confirms. Yes, Piece of Me by Nick Lachey. We'll play that coming back. Plow Cub, how are things back in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios as we broadcast from Sedgwick's in Chicago, presented by Budweiser. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour, sponsored by Rich and Charlie's Pizza in Town and Country. How are things, Plow Cub? Nurse? Nancy?
I'm here, boys.
It takes him a second.
Wait, there he is. Plow Cub.
How's it going, fellas?
Are you just like super baked today since you're like, yeah, Tim's not here?
I bet you he was you were podcasting, weren't you?
I did. I heard my name, so I ran back to see what was happening.
Yeah, that first hour, he always goes right
because
back there.
Because Plow Cup, tell what happens if you don't get the podcast up like by 8:05.
There's a lot of different things, a lot of tweets, personal tweet messages, Facebook messages, hate on the fan page, as well as a lot of phone calls here at the station. So a lot of outlets of complaining. So you got to get that up.
What do you think about that? If you don't get the podcast from the 7 o'clock hour up by 8:05, people attack the Plow Cub.
Yeah, and it's probably just like two people. Like,
now,
I've seen it, and it
can be rough. Yeah, who would really care, I understand, but the personal attacks can be a little rough.
Well, Plowsy's the best of us.
He is. Plowhawk, what do you have going on this weekend?
A lot of Billy G's, going to try to go to the driving range, possibly.
Wow, look at you. You going to Old Warrison?
No, probably.
Thank you, Dotem.
Probably one in Fairview Heights. Illinois, go see Mace Dog.
Mace Dog has a spot?
Yeah, me and Mace Dog and Cuck were chilling last night, too. Pretty cool.
Really? That's the trio.
Yeah, it is.
They're like a human cloud of smoke. Those guys should have a show.
So it's cool to see the introduction of Mace Dog and Cuck. They've never met. They've obviously known each other via the show, so it's a nice introduction.
Did you bond over the Chronic?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Did you have to ask that?
I know. I just was wanting to make sure I confirmed the whole thing. I was playing golf with one of your compadres from Billy G's, and he told me that you wanted to get back into the game or start playing. And I was surprised to hear that, but that's wonderful.
I do. You know, I don't like physical activity, Tim, as you can tell from my body type. But I think golf would be it'd be a challenge, but I think once you get decent at it, it'd be a fun little hobby. So I have my clubs in my trunk, and I'm ready to go.
This guy.
Yeah, just a word of caution. You can't smoke the greens.
What?
We have no bell, huh?
We don't have a bell.
It's too bad.
But we will have some Lemmings Royal Blue T-shirts. Well, Plowhawk, we would love it if you were up here. I'm sitting right in front of Dotem. Dotem, why don't you pull up a chair here and join us here. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the Gateway Buick GMC Studios at Sedgwick's in Chicago, presented by Budweiser, Deke Dotem. It's unbelievable, Charlie. He's on the air. Doug, take that.
I can't believe it.
Guys.
I can't believe we got him.
Look at this. Now, how would you feel if I were to take a picture, especially with the wonderful French fry bucket hat, and send that up, and then people would know who you are? But I think people are starting to know who you are anyway. I feel like it's like Nick Ritchie of the Dirty when they found out who he was. Now people are celebrating.
I'm getting a lot of weird friend requests on Facebook.
Are you?
I really don't know what to do, so I'm kind of just letting them sit for now.
So if I took a picture, would that be all right? You're wearing a Doug Vaughn suspension t-shirt.
Yeah, of course. It's vintage, of course.
It is a vintage t-shirt.
I would say he's like Nick Ritchie.
Remember Nick Ritchie?
I would say he's more like Emilio Estevez.
Wow.
Plow from Stakeout.
Yeah.
And Mighty Ducks.
Don't you feel that that's a better comparison?
Well, I've never
and
seen
Young
Stakeout,
Guns.
But
what
good,
a wonderful
He's a good-looking
film.
Guy. So
he's
absolutely.
Very, very hot. So, Dotem, you're now the centerpiece of something that I would imagine. I know the cat here is a daily because he's on the road and he's walking on the field and there's Cardinal fans and they yell it at him.
I certainly
hear it. People tweet it at me. Free Dotem. It is a cause built around you, sir.
You know what? I'm flattered. It's probably the pinnacle of my life, really.
Oh my God!
You know, I see these billboards, and, my parents couldn't be prouder as well.
Oh, my God!
Do they know, actually? Do they have any idea?
They kind of
I met your father. He's just, like, a great man.
Oh, he's a great guy. Shout out to my dad, Richie, and my mom.
Is he a loyal listener?
He's not, but he gets all these gift cards in the mail, and he wonders where that, he doesn't see movies at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, but he appreciates it.
And he says, why are these expired?
That's kind of the trademark of the Werenberg.
You know what, though? I mean, aside from the French fry hat, you look like a normal guy, and then talking to you before the show, you have a decent job. Yeah. You know, you're a responsible guy. So this is almost like just a show persona, Deke Dotem.
Almost, yeah. You might say that. And at least I have you fooled that I'm a normal guy. So
are you not?
I mean, some might think otherwise based on.
I will say this. I agree with you. You look at him.
Are you agreeing with me or him?
I'm agreeing with both of you. But what you said, he appears to be. No. He appears to be a very normal guy. I have seen though on the fan page. That is that you've posted Tinder exchanges.
Yes, yes. Now that is some of your
girls,
greatest work.
And he will ask some very. They're
do
not
you have some
odd
of those in your phone right now,
show.
Or what do you do with those?
Because
this
right
is
now.
One the cat. Because you probably don't see this because you're not on the fan page. This is some of your best work, sir.
I don't have any right now. I kind of cycle on, cycle off the Tinder usage. Right now, I'm off.
Is that because you have a special lady friend?
Maybe.
Wow.
Or who says it's a lady? I mean.
Isn't the whole
controversy,
goal.
Controversy.
In Chicago, though, don't you want to be single in the summer? Everybody wants to be single.
The terms that get thrown around here? Yeah, of course.
See, here's my take on it, and I could be wrong again. I think you're sort of a performance artist. Deke Dotem is sort of your project. So you play it up, you do things for the project, and then normally you're normal.
Like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
Paul Rubens.
That character.
Or who was the late comedian who was Latka?
Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman was sort of a performance artist. I think Deke Dotem is a modern-day Andy Kaufman. Let's hear it for Andy Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
May he rest in peace.
He's still alive.
He was taken from us too soon.
He's still alive.
A listener just texted in a picture of Deke Dotem in a Free Dotem shirt with the Fry Bucket hat holding their young daughter.
That was at the wiffle ball tournament. Yeah, people were asking me to take pictures with their dogs and their kids. It was kind of strange, but...
So let me ask you this. When I've seen the exchanges, though, on Tinder...
They're classic, man.
You'll say things like the whole fry on the tank lid and all that, which are jokes of the show. And I'm wondering, like, do you do that totally as a joke so you can post it? Because, I mean, you're not really trying to actually hook up with this girl, right?
Let me ask you, any of those
work.
That you have done with that, have you ever wound up banging any of them?
One of them.
Wow.
Yes.
Wonderful. Good for you. What a good sport she has to be.
I mean, let's be real. You look for a girl with a sense of humor. If she can't laugh at, eating fries off the toilet, then why even talk to her? Let's be real.
But also, don't you think if you bring that into the conversation real early... She could be weirded out by that also, correct?
Yeah, but if she's weirded out by eating fries off the toilet, then I don't have nothing to do with her.
Yep. It's a good filter.
Well said. Yeah. Well said. Yeah. What would you say? I've never been on Tinder. I met my current fiance. I feel like right after or right before Tinder really blew up. So what percentage-wise would you say, like,
conversion
if you go on
rate?
A date with them?
So your conversion rate, is that what you're asking?
Conversion rate. Batting average.
Yeah.
You could go on as many dates as you want. It's really you get out what you put in. Sometimes it kind of gets old, texting back and forth with these lasses. Yeah, exactly.
He said exactly.
Conversion rate, let's go with, I would say 10%.
10% actually lead to meeting or 10% actually lead to fornication?
Oh, meeting? I would say from the, if you have a conversation with a girl, I would say the chances of meeting are probably closer to 70%.
Wow.
If you really pursue it.
Well, that speaks to you, though, Dotem.
Yeah, I mean,
because I was sitting.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
I was sitting with my, I guess, sister-in-law. I don't know if the, you chastised me for saying, whatever, family now that my brother's married, down at Hilton Head, and they were on it, and I had never seen Tinder outside of your screenshots and your tank-lid French fry discussions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And seeing how it works, and she's just swiping and swiping and swiping, and guys are hitting her up left and right, and she's just swiping and swiping. So if you're 70%, I would imagine that's a very good rate, sir.
Yeah, well, you assume, like, they don't want to swipe if they don't want to meet someone, you know? They're not – girls aren't asking guys if they want to eat, you know, food off the toilet on Tinder. At least I haven't seen that yet. They could be.
But have you ever – like, what's the percentage of girls that on that they're the ones that are real aggressive to meet up maybe that night and they're kind of trying to get after it?
It's happened. So, yeah, I would say 6% is pretty accurate. There's actually a new one called Bumble. And I'm not active on that one just
now. What's going on with Bumble, Dota?
It's basically Tinder, except the conversation has to start with the girl reaching out first. So you can't send a pic of your, you know, love tool to them right off the bat.
Nice.
Not that I do.
Right.
It seems to be a common theme on these apps.
That's a KKD site.
She's on Bumble?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the one where she met said girl.
She met said girl? Plowhawk, is this all accurate? Or is Plowhawk broadcasting? Plowhawk.
If I'm also not mistaken, I'm sure Plowhawk will get to the mic, but Jung Ho Gung had some issues. If you can look this up with
allegedly.
Nicely done. Thank you.
But he did have at least an issue, and I believe he met the woman on Bumble. I believe that's how he met the woman that there's now a legal matter
issue
pending.
Yeah, I would say the screenshots I took, I would say I was probably on Tinder more for the entertainment of the fan page.
Well, you delivered, sir.
Because you're a performance artist.
Oh, yeah. I think your statement is pretty accurate. Yeah, we'll go with that.
If you want to see Dotem, the picture is now up on the TMA fan page. Caller, a lot of people are asking questions of you.
Yeah, all right.
Do you get to see Roderick? Are you in the text?
Yeah, so I see
you taking questions?
Yeah, let's take some questions here. Caller,
right,
Adam, who is favorite caller? I mean, if I had to go with top three, you got
to
go.
Well, why don't you do what you need to do is a Mount Rushmore. Thank you.
Do you listen every morning?
I listen. I podcast every day. I can't listen live because, I do podcasts like the Dickens, you know. I can't listen live, unfortunately.
What time of the day? Like, what are you doing while you're listening? You working out, or are you just doing your errands?
Usually, I'm walking home because I can't listen while I'm at work because, surprisingly, I'm, actually doing things. So I'll find myself not really paying attention to the show. And, of course, you have to listen to every detail. I mean,
there's so much nuance.
You'll miss something. You'll miss something big.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your Mount Rushmore of callers? It'd be interesting to me to see where you are. Anna Marie loves Caller Adam.
I agree with her. He would be up there. Caller Adam, I find to be hysterical. Obviously, Mike Lee. I mean, talk about just a classic caller. Timberfake, pure entertainment. I don't know how you can hate on Timberfake. And if I had to go four, I was a big Rich from Maryland Heights guy.
Wow. A Timberfake and Rich from Maryland Heights appearance.
I always like Rich. Everybody complains, but he's polarizing. He's good for business because people are going to listen to love him or hate him.
I mean, we're talking purely entertainment here. And I also, you said you were doing weekend shows.
Weekend programming.
So does that mean Rich from Maryland Heights is going to have another slot?
I think he has moved to Chicago. Or excuse me, not Chicago. Phoenix. Didn't he move to Phoenix?
He did, yeah.
He hasn't called in bite to eat and see where it goes. She says she's down. That's from the South City Pickle Man.
I got to see a picture of both of you.
Wow.
More importantly, you.
Mostly the guy, though. Mostly the guy.
Caller Adam just sent you his phone number, and seeing that we can see the phone numbers when the texts come in, that really is his phone number. So if you want to call him, that's...
I don't call him.
He absolutely does not. Caller Adam sending in various pictures, which is kind
of... Yeah, those pictures are strange.
Yep, that's the text inbox. That's for you. Let's see. Yo, Tim, you going to the game tomorrow. We've got a couple extra rooftop tickets if you're interested. Boo. Yeah, I think we have tickets, but I would love that. Is the rooftop the move when you go to get Cardinals-Cubs game? No, it's not. I'm getting... Why is that? Really? This is interesting. Why is that? Deke, can you speak for these gentlemen, or do you not agree with that?
No, I think if you want the all-inclusive, I think the rooftop is a good option. But if you want a better view of the game, obviously... To be inside of Wrigley is a pretty unique experience.
Yeah. Because I've been on the rooftop during a game. You can't see anything, so you're there
really?
To drink.
I think you can. I've been up on there.
Yeah.
I think
exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you probably get your dad probably got you a great.
He lifted me up on his shoulders. That's how the whole thing happened.
It almost seems like, you know, the game is a backdrop when you're watching from the rooftop.
Yeah, the rooftop's good though for the bachelor party type deal.
You were at my you were in Chicago for my bachelor party, but what, you're just covering it for the Two Fox?
Yeah.
Where's your bachelor party going to be? Has that been determined?
I haven't really decided yet. A lot of people pulling me different ways.
Where are they
ways.
Pulling you, boy?
We have done this Vegas trip every March, and a lot of my friends that haven't gone in recent years, they want to use my bachelor party there as an excuse, like, because to their wives or fiancés or girlfriends, it's like, hey, I have to go to Charlie's bachelor party. So maybe there, but also not a lot of people will be able to go to that.
So there are wives and girlfriends who don't let their husbands or boyfriends go?
But I think if you're a 35-year-old guy, you're married, you have two kids, you can't just go to Vegas every year necessarily, but I think if it's one of your best friends' bachelor parties,
for one weekend,
you can sell that much easier.
I agree.
Wow, look at this, Dotem. Did you just see what came in from Suri and McKellen's thirst for boy juice?
It's gross. Can you collapse that picture? I'm sick of looking at it.
Yeah, that is grotesque. That's a perfect female body in some kind of sports underwear. And for us, of course, that's repulsive. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult to see.
Gross.
I like to see that Mark McGuire picture.
Someone asked if I am Tunnels 12,000. I am, in fact, Tunnels 12,000.
You have confirmed something, big secret on the show.
Yeah.
What about Timmy Walters?
Of course.
He's Timmy Walters as well. He's Tunnels 12,000. Did you guys know that Deke Dotem was Tunnels 12,000? You did. I guess
I
it was
think
no
Timmy
secret.
Walters is some of my best work. The Ask Larry segments still crack me up.
This one comes from Timmy Walters.
Yeah.
I was listening yesterday.
It was basically just you and Larry having a conversation every Friday.
That was some great advice, too.
and where did Tim Walters come from?
Tim Walters. Now, you weren't the original Tim Walters, though, right?
No, there was an actual Tim Walters.
Right.
So Matt Holliday was on the cover of Men's Health in 2006, I want to say.
It was 2009. Because 2009,
yeah.
He was with the Cardinals at the time.
Semantics. But.
Well, it would be really weird if he was writing in about a guy in the Rockies.
Sure.
Carry on. It was weird anyway.
It was a gentleman who used his real name to text in or email in, and he basically was just making sure that you saw the cover of Men's Health. And from there, it kind of became a theme of, hey, have you guys seen this magazine? And I think we all know what
it is. Timmy Walters.
Because it was so odd and perverted that I'm like, is this a level, or is this guy being serious? Because all he wanted to say is, hey, guys, I don't know if you've seen Men's Health, but you've got to see Matt Holliday. He's on the cover.
Yeah,
thanks, Tim Walters.
Tim Walters, yeah.
What the hell?
And I've tried to find him on, of course, Twitter to harass him, but he doesn't seem to have an online presence, unfortunately.
And now, Bryce Chandler Hill, you have developed a rapport with, unfortunately, this week or last week. He blocked you.
He did block me.
What would you send to Bryce Chandler Hill so the audience that doesn't see it now knows?
Well, I mean, I think I've probably brought a lot of attention to his Twitter page. He may not have won it. He seemed to be getting into the Bernie Sanders political movement.
Yeah, I think he was at the DNC, and he was all worked up.
And he was crying. Yeah, he was one of those people crying.
Oh, no.
Sensitive fella, of course. So.
But would anybody see that and know who he is? Like, besides people on this show. If I saw that dude, I would have no idea on earth who he is.
You don't know the guy who bought him for Jessica Simpson's father.
I know his name because, like, until I was on this show, I never heard of that dude, ever. And then I just saw his picture today, and he has kind of like that front, those Bama bangs.
He does.
But they're kind of like there's some gel in there.
Except he lives in Chelsea, and so there's a little different flair to the Bama bang.
Unfortunately, he doesn't look as twinkish as he used to. That picture was from, you know, when he was bottoming for Joe Simpson.
Right.
Today, I think he looks a little more presentable.
Because he's on the Sanders campaign.
Because he's on the Sanders campaign.
Right.
Yeah.
But would he ever respond to your tweets?
I think the very first tweet he responded asking who I was. And then.
And your avatar on Twitter, though, is what? How do you describe
it? It's, I would say, a 50-year-old. I really can't speak for the gender, but there's a University of Florida crop top. A nice pair of Daisy Dukes and just a cute pose at some airport. I think it's Lambert.
Did you tweet at my wife?
I did, yeah.
Okay, let's not have it.
Nothing vile, nothing vile. I respect your marriage, and I wouldn't tweet anything vile at her, even though you've blocked me.
She said,
you blocked Dotem?
A while ago.
Why would you block him? Wow, the cat.
Why would
Charlie,
you block
here you go.
Him?
Here's an opportunity for you.
Hold on.
You and Doug blocking everybody. You have very thin skin.
You're a terrible reporter. You have very thin skin. I've blocked you.
I was the only reporter to cover the Bears game last night.
That's right, 22-0.
22-0.
Yeah, because there are teams.
Broncos.
Bears. Right.
Okay. Daron Neal.
from
Everyone's
the SMAC.
Everyone's going to get on board with the Bears now. Yeah. Sure they will. All right.
Shane Ray, Connor McGovern from Mizzou.
Did you tweet something vile at me that I didn't want in my feed? I don't care if people are like, you know, going to make fun of me or whatever. But if it's like cursing or vile, I don't want.
Something as vile as I would say to Doug. But, I mean, was the block warranted? Probably. But it's been a few years.
I'll unblock you.
Thank you.
But I just know I told my wife, she's like, Deke Dotum tweeted him. I go, just ignore that.
Your heart probably stopped. I think it was pretty PG and there was no
vileness. Yeah, there was no vileness. Yeah. But she's like, should I ignore it? And I go, yes.
Yes, you should. Yeah, you should. Yes, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Now, Deke, Tony Dow and Tony Doe have kind of been battling here over the real Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver. He sent out a message on Facebook expressing his dismay over a fake Tony Dow. So no Tony Dow has spent to switch his name to Tony Doe. Have you been communicating with the real Tony Dow at all on his Facebook page?
I have not. No, I tend to go after the gentlemen who are either who like the Company of Gentlemen or who are really appalled by the Company of Gentlemen. So there's kind of an extreme there.
And you don't know where Tony Dow fits on the spectrum?
I don't know where he is.
You ought to stop by his page because a lot of our listeners already have.
All right, yeah.
He does a lot of sculpting on the page.
I've never felt stronger. Or more supportive of the Free Dota movement, having met you and seeing...
He's a great American, sir.
You're an artiste in my book.
I appreciate it.
And artists need a certain amount more freedom than others. I'm going to unblock you as my contribution to the Free Dota movement.
Very good.
Wow. I'll consider that an early Hanukkah gift.
That is an early Hanukkah gift.
And it's going to be the best one right now.
Deke, what is on your agenda this weekend? Will you be going to the games?
I am actually going to the game tomorrow.
All right.
I will be on the field for the Cardinals batting practice. So, if one of you guys want an interview for your respective media outlets,
that'd be a nice little sports final piece, Charlie.
Sports.
I'll be gone, but I would if I was here.
Oh, I'm sure you would. Yeah, for sure. Just going to the game tomorrow. I have some family coming in town, and this weekend is always one to celebrate. A little bit less this year.
Yeah.
I think we're all a little bit apathetic on the Cardinals this year.
Yeah.
Cat, you want to correct that?
He's not paying.
I believe that this is a ball club based on the metrics that I use. It's a ball club that's ready to soar.
We got good pitching.
They will seize that wild card. They will seize that wild card.
What about run differential?
Yeah,
It's a big part of it. That's
I don't
a big
understand.
Part of it.
What is a run chart?
That's where we need
it's tough. It's tough.
What about their war? You're a saber matrician?
I need a TI-83 calculator to figure that out.
For sure.
Let's see. Guys, I don't have any foreskin. That comes from Ray King.
Ray King.
Do you know Ray King?
I had, quote, met Ray King at the wiffle ball tournament, but I actually had met him. He lived above one of our friends in U City.
Oh,
I'd met him before. But obviously under different situations.
He's a great American.
He's uncut. He's going the Manuel look.
Is that right? He's uncut.
Yeah.
Plowhawk, did you know that?
That's Plowhawk's guy, yeah. What's up, Plowhawk?
Sorry, talking to Chaps online right now.
Chaps. Chaps is not a fan of mine. I'm sure he is.
I just unblocked.
I just witnessed him unblocking you on Twitter, so there you go.
Now, Deke, do you feel like, are you going to live in Chicago for the rest of your life, the rest of your young adult life, ever move back to the Lou or what?
It's hard to say. My job is pretty solidified here in Chicago, and I don't really plan on going anywhere. And, look at the talent here. How could you leave?
Look at this. I mean, there are
at least 20 guys here.
At least all men here. For real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. This is my prized bottom right here.
Oh, you're his prized bottom? And he, like, waves. Yes, I am.
That's right.
Yes, I am. Oh,
he knows.
This guy back here, he's my prized bottom. The wonderful Joe Herlinger has shown up.
Joe Herlinger,
there he is, and he's having a Budweiser because they're the presenting sponsor of this. How many of you know Joe Herlinger?
Oh, yeah.
They do now. There he is.
I want to go over and meet Joe Herlinger.
Are you going to go meet Joe Herlinger? He's a great American.
I'm a fan of Joe Herlinger.
The King of Beers Budweiser was first introduced by Adolphus Busch in 1876 and is still brewed with the same high standards today. Brewed the hard way, Budweiser is a medium-bodied, flavorful, crisp American-style lager brewed with the best barley malt and a blend of premium hop varieties. It's an icon of core American values like optimism and celebration. 12 breweries across the country. Budweiser is not small nor imported. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser, the presenting sponsor of this broadcast here at Sedgwick's. Well, Deke, You had a presenting sponsor. How about that? Yeah. Matthew Ehrenreich.
Yeah, all right. Well,
yeah, how about that? Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Matthew Ehrenreich.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I should get my appearances sponsored in most of my life. That'd be nice.
Right? Isn't it nice when you have a sponsor for an appearance? Yeah, that's what it is. Matthew Ehrenreich, who I played golf with, by the way, this past Sunday over at Gateway.
Did you guys play Meadowbrook?
No, but we were there broadcasting.
I think it's the nicest golf course in St. Louis that allows Jews. So
sounds like a library. Is that the slogan?
It should be.
St. Louis sports teams know it takes hard work to reach goals. It's a truth that applies to more than just our Redbirds and Blues. It goes for your financial goals as well. You work hard for your money. You deserve an investment strategy that lines up with your game plan. Edward Jones, financial advisor Matthew Ehrenreich, can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call Matt Ehrenreich, conveniently located at 191 Watson Plaza, Watson, across the street from Crestwood Bowl. His number is 314-965-0374. That's 314-965-0374. Matt and his team are anxious to find solutions for your retirement needs, so don't delay and call Matt. Support the sponsors, Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC. This Sir Ian McKellen's thirst for boy juice, very active in the text inbox, and I don't know if that is his significant other, or for he's just texting in a very hot vixen. Guys, I am streaming whilst recreating, listening to Deke Dotem, hashtag blessed. That's from Doug's Bidet.
Good move.
What else do we have? Taylor Grace is the prize bottom. Thanks. That's from the. Is that actually who it
that
is?
Taylor, yeah.
There he is.
He was one of the 800 people who was in line to fight Timberfake at one point.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Say, Taylor.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
You hate Timberfake?
No. We're friends now. So
you don't want to fight him?
I did, and I still would for fun, but he texts me all the time.
Is that a blue and white cap, or is that blue and gold? Like, I'm colorblind
as
that.
Blues colors? It's the.
I like that.
I like that lid.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
look at. Oh, my God. The cat. Yeah. I got a cap.
I would buy that.
Where'd you get it?
Now, for me, it's going to fit weird because my lopsided head.
It was on sale. $19, I guess, after the All-Star game.
That's
so.
A sweet hat.
I really like this cap. So it's navy. I can't tell. I'm colorblind.
It's navy.
Gold? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sweet action. Thank you. Look at this, Charlie.
He's giving it to you?
Yeah. I really am going to take this.
No,
I think he was just letting you wear it.
I want you to wear it. Cover your head a little bit.
See what happens.
Can I have your fry bucket hat, please?
That's a nice hat, too. We got a lot of nice hats.
I got a big head.
I'm a size 7 1/8, and plus I got one size longer than the other. It's a whole thing.
That's a little unfitting. I got to admit.
Well, I mean, look at the space. Look at the space back here. Look at Charlie's fry bucket hat.
Take a pic. Snap a pic.
These are some nice picks. Here, I'm going to
give it back.
Yeah. These are some sharp lids. Thank you, boys. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Deke.
Yeah, they're cute.
Charlie,
I want to say hi to T-Fake. I miss him. I haven't seen him in a while.
Right, sometimes he doesn't
get up. He's a good guy.
He is
a good guy. I understand why ladies like him.
Do you guys see the caliber of women that he bangs?
Yeah.
Anna Marie goes, why are you fascinated by
this? They're all blondes. They're all blondes, too.
But he was with a concert recently, a brunette.
Oh, yeah.
I think lives in Chicago. She lives in Chicago and L.A. I don't know if you guys know who it was.
I'm not sure. You know?
I don't really follow his vixens.
His Snapchat is where it
his Snapchat
really
is
bad.
Very entertaining.
But, these girls are legitimately beautiful, man.
He has a lot of confidence.
I mean, beautiful kind of in the, you know, that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by
I don't
that.
Know,
they're,
I don't really know.
They're not going to MICDS. But still, yes. I mean, they're hot. I mean, they're legit. Yeah, what in the hell is going on? And I seriously don't understand it. Like, I'm being dead serious.
He'll say anything, and I think the confidence.
Is that what it is?
Absolutely. And he's not a bad-looking guy. He's from South City, of course.
He's DB Proud.
Of course, yeah.
That's old money. A lot of text coming in. A lot of questions for you guys. So, Taylor, it says here, Taylor is a twink. That comes from the STL Pizza Man.
Is that from you?
No.
So, another guy. So, you guys are all hooking up here? Is that what goes on up here?
Yeah, it's a...
Is that what this is really all about?
That's what we do in Chicago. We kind of bottom each other. So,
clip that off. Sea Monster had the bird early coming.
I think the tourism board might use that.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask this, because I know this might not play well with some of our female listeners, who are obviously omnipresent.
Right.
But the women in Chicago versus the women in St. Louis. I've been, with the exception of Little Rock, for a brief stint. a St. Louis resident all my life.
Right.
I believe my wife will be here. She's a lovely lass. She puts up with this crap. But the caliber of women in Chicago and the caliber of women in St. Louis, I need you guys to be honest about this because I don't know, and I want to know what's going on. And I think everybody kind of knows, but you don't want to say because we love our hometown. So tell her what's going on here.
So it's a Big Ten country around here. So we get all Indiana.
Charlie's shaking his head. He likes it a lot.
He knows what I'm saying. So we get all those girls. We get all the Mizzou girls that want to be single for probably till they're 30 here.
That's what goes on, isn't it?
So
I would say more like, I think girls, once they get to be about 26, 7, that's when they start to
But not in Chicago, right?
That's St. Louis girls. St. Louis girls.
If they're in St. Louis.
Chicago, they're more career-oriented. Yeah.
See, so, and I like that. That's my thing.
Yeah, and they're on
like
Tinder
that.
Talking to Deke. So.
Right. Are you on Tinder, too?
Yeah, I am, of course. Yeah.
How's it do for you? He says a 70% conversion rate.
This kid's got game.
You got mad game, Deke? I guess so. I mean, 70% seems high.
Fry talk plays.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Chicago's great, and I think everyone here knows that. So,
like, so what's the deal though? Like, so are they keeping themselves?
They think they're still in college here. So,
and so there's a lot of banging.
Yeah, a lot of scissoring.
Is there a lot of lesbianism?
There is actually.
Is there really? Yeah. Is there really? Honestly, wow.
You got Boys Town right down the street.
That's huge for us. Yeah. How come we didn't do the remote at Boys Town?
Could have been it's Roscoe's on Roscoe.
We could have had the Plowhawk with the wireless mic down the street at the manhole.
Yeah, but no, it's good. I like Chicago. Probably won't be back in St. Louis for a while, but...
But it does seem like a lot of people right after school move to Chicago.
Right, right.
They kind of bang around.
Yep.
And then the guys move back right around 30.
I'm 30 right now, so I'm not going
back. But you're not going back.
No.
And it's kind of like a thing of pride, I'm not going back. Like when I almost moved to New York City, and the guys I knew from Mizzou or living in New York City, they're like, oh yeah, that guy would never move here. And it was kind of like look down on people who wouldn't move from St. Louis. And I wasn't aware of this thought process, but it's a thing.
It is a thing.
Do you guys have that thing in Chicago? You guys are shaking your head like
this is
a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
But Chicago is different than New York. I mean, Chicago's great, but New York's to another, you know, it's much further away.
I'd rather live in Chicago than New York. I think Chicago to me is more livable than New York.
Midwest
just neighborhood-wise.
Yeah, I mean,
you can walk to your bars.
You got to be making, you know, whatever, 400.
Yeah, it's cleaner, too.
It's way cleaner, but yeah. I mean,
what about the winners here? People always bitch about that.
Yeah, you were talking. You get a winner girlfriend.
What is this winner girlfriend? Because Charlie, I don't know what this is.
Like when it's when it turns probably around 40 degrees, you start trying to find a little bae to snuggle up with for the winter in Chicago, and then once it hits 60 degrees for 3 days straight,
you ship her out.
Again,
this is fascinating.
So I went to Bradley. So most of my college buddies are from Chicago, and when they all moved back here, I feel like that's what they did. Winter, they have a girlfriend. And then I would say the big day everybody goes out where like single season starts is St. Patrick's Day.
That's St. Patrick's Day.
Out. Everybody's partying. I mean, it's not real warm, but it's like the start of the single season.
It's true.
And you have the beautiful weather here for 3-4 months,
right.
And that's when everybody's out and being single and dating and Tinder
You got the festivals. You got
fun.
The beach and Lollapalooza, and then you're just single for the summer. You know, it's the life.
So you guys, how many of you guys in here are single? Applause, please, if
applause.
I could. Yeah,
some of these
guys.
That's
surprising.
We're on a bachelor party. I was talking to you.
Oh, are you part of the bachelor party?
Yeah, Shy Play Baby. I was texting you.
Shy Play Baby. I'm sorry.
What up, Ross Gordon?
And then Hurlinger, Fratrick arrives here at 10:30, told me. Fratrick Scorrigan.
What up, Jeff?
Yep, bachelor party. This is going to be.
What up, Sam Lawrence?
Taylor's just giving out shout outs. I like that. It's like Larry Nichols' Snapchat.
Hold on. We got like nine conversations.
And I like that because it's just like the late night
score.
You know
what I will say? Thank you guys for coming out. And you know what? You walk the walk because I see people that are enjoying breakfast at Sedgwick's.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's getting fries. So
wow. And everyone is getting french fries.
What up,
applause for fries. Applause for fries.
All right, Shy Play Baby's out.
Right see now. You, Shy Play Baby. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Shy Play Baby. Give it up for the Shy Play Baby. And he gave me this cap, and I'm hoping he forgets it because I love this.
That's
you
a
get
sweet
this hat?
Hat.
I know.
That's a sweet hat.
Can you get this hat online? Did you get it from the Blues, or did you just where'd you get this thing?
Online.
I got to get this lid, for real. Deke Dotem back here. Of course, he's presented by Matthew Ehrenreich. Rich and Charlie's in Town and Country, the sponsor of our 8 o'clock hour. That Rich and Charlie's is good. Have you ever had Rich and Charlie's?
I haven't.
Yeah, it is legitimate. And this is pizza in Town and Country. It's located at the Lamp and Lantern Village Shopping Center at 1081 South Woods Mill Road, Chesterfield, Missouri. Their phone number is 636 636- 227-8965, 636-227-8965, and their website's richandcharlies.com. They have the classic St. Louis-style thin crust pizza. Come by and enjoy toasted ravioli, a variety of pasta dishes, Italian sandwiches like the Chicky Chicky Parm Parm on their famous salad, or their famous salad made with lettuce, pimento, artichoke hearts, red onions, and Parmesan. They have pizza and salad lunch specials every day from 11 to 3 for $7.75 for a limited time. Call and ask for the 920 special. Oh, there's a 920 special, Charlie. And it's a 14-inch, one-topping pizza for $9.20. How about that? The special applies to carry-out orders. So there you go, 920 special. Call them at 636-227-8965. It's online at richandcharlies.com. Giamatti, remember Giamatti the cat?
Yeah.
Giamatti brought the pizza into the station before. It was delicious. Like them on Facebook. Visit richandcharlies.com. That's Rich and Charlie's Pizza, the sponsor of our 8 o'clock hour. You are welcome to text in Four Seasons Penske Truck text inbox, and our phone lines are presented by Dukes and Soulard and Truman's and Soulard. They have their golf tournament, Truman's does, coming up on August 29th. We will be at St. Albans this Monday for the Jack Buck Classic, the 47th Jack Buck Classic. Guys, I'm going to Rich and Charlie's tonight. I like ye. That's from The Troll. So the listeners are supporting the sponsors, and we're very grateful for that, because without sponsors, we wouldn't be up here today, and we're very grateful for that whole thing. So, Deke, this is a whole thing. I wasn't aware of it. It's like commonplace. During the summer, most people are single, and then when it gets cold, they settle in.
There's just a lot going on in the summer. When you have, you know, recreational sports, you have the lake. You know, there's a lot going on. You don't really have time for a significant other, and you really you do a disservice to the young lady you might be dating, or guy. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
And you do a disservice to your young years.
Yeah, you're
right.
Not
go out there and experience life.
Yeah, for sure.
Colin Bigman wants this question to be asked of the audience. So, audience, if you could, this is another applause.
Yeah, listen up, boys.
By applause, how many in the crowd have ever caught a foul ball, home run ball, or puck at a professional sporting event? Wow. I wouldn't have thought that would be that high.
Why did we ask that?
I have no idea, but people want questions of the audience here at Sedgwick's, and I will make sure that I ask those questions.
You have to catch it on a fly.
It seems logical to say, what are your favorite potato dishes aside from French fries?
What would it be?
Potatoes au gratin.
Oh, is that the? Oh, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Tim, does Richard Chaz have that shrimpy cock? That comes from the goat boy. I'll have to ask. Maybe Andrew Paleo, who is the gentleman who reached out for this sponsorship, can text in on an answer.
That's a pizza place, right?
Yeah, Rich and Charlie's.
So shrimp cocktail, maybe?
One
of
my favorites.
That's exactly right. I ate at RL on, was it Michigan and Chicago? It's right by Water Tower. Kind of an old school joint last night, maybe a couple blocks to the south, I would say, of Weston and Four Seasons.
Not too familiar with the Michigan Avenue downtown proper.
Yeah.
But
what
I'm
do
sure
you
it was one.
You live up here?
I live in Wicker Park, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about 3 miles west of here. Yeah.
Be more specific. I'm just kidding.
Let's go with Milwaukee and Thomas, cross streets.
So there it is. All the ladies can stop by Deke's place and hang on out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I like the cross streets talk. Like, where do you live? And they say cross streets. In St. Louis, nobody ever says Van Deventer and... Like,
well,
Chicago,
say,
it's always like, Racine and Damon, whatever.
I say I live like a mile south of Manchester, but since Manchester's a monster, you don't know. Yeah. But in New York City, like, when I get in a cab here, I'm like, do I have to give the address, or do the cab drivers actually know? And I said which hotel I was staying at, and it's not like it's where the cat is bawling out, but it's a nice hotel, and they knew where it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But in New York City, you just say the place, and they look at you like, you know, unless it's like Madison Square Garden, go, F you, I need the address, and you got to have... But there's a certain order to it. I think you give the numerical first, and then the cross street, if I'm not mistaken. And if you don't do that, then they know they can. You're a mark, and they'll drive you all over the place and ring up the
fare.
That's
why I like Uber. You can just put in the destination and not even talk to the driver.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is wonderful, yeah.
Do you use more Uber in Chicago now than
Absolutely,
cabs?
Yeah.
Is that the move?
Uber
all
is
right.
A huge service up here, for sure.
Yeah, in St. Louis, they're still fighting it. God,
yeah,
doesn't that just make you sick?
Because,
you see how a good city is working,
yeah.
And then you go back there, and you hear the bigotry and the lack of progression, and it just made it nauseous.
I don't see that.
I see
one of the best places
everywhere.
To live
it's
in the country.
Awful.
Yeah, another.
I know a lot about bigots. And
we're
they
very.
Suck.
Ooh, Canadian fried dish.
Like a bad Mama Jamma. That's from Jamie Moyer's Fancy Foyer. Deke, are you familiar with that dish?
I am, yeah. So poutine is a fry dish that is served with gravy and cheese curds.
Wow.
Sounds healthy.
This was brought up during the Wolf Blitzer Fry segment, which is one of my favorites. Pretty sure.
I remember that segment. That was a great segment.
It was addressed during that. Yeah. And I think.
Cat, you guys covered it.
Yeah, we've already covered this. We're not going to go back.
No, it's all good.
Guys, what's the lesbianism like in Chicago? We did just cover it, but I'm happy to revisit.
Rampant.
Is it really? Honestly?
You go up to Wrigleyville and you pretty much can
see. So I'm talking about like the 25 to 30-something girl who's kind of still, she wants to play. I'm not looking for the, you know, what Doug always talks about, like she's manning the hot corner for the corporate softball team.
Of course, of course. Yeah. I mean, you go up to Wrigleyville on a
She has her own
night.
Bat.
Yeah.
She can hit her driver.
With a sleeve on it. Doesn't let anybody else use it.
I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for the Mizzou girl who did a lot of blow, and now she's up here and she's still partying. That's what I'm talking about.
Use the term blow.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
You use the term used in the past tense, but I think you
can... Still a lot of that's going on.
A friend told me it still goes on.
Still goes on.
That's the thing. If you go to Wrigleyville, you'll see anything you want.
Yeah. That's what it is.
As if it's Bangkok.
Yeah.
Not as many lady boys up there, but...
That's disappointing.
It is disappointing.
Well, the thing that F's me up for the women in my class, now we're talking about women in their late 30s.
That's hot.
That old?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that awful? But no, like 15 years ago, I remember I'm like, you know, they're bent over a mirror and they're cutting it up. And now they're like, oh, God bless us. You know, this is our fourth kid. I go, I just remember 15 years ago. But I guess it just goes that quick. Seize this time, boys. That's the advice from somebody who's about to turn 40. Enjoy the hell out of it. And if you can, don't move back. That's my advice. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
And don't do drugs, of course. That's the overall message of the show. Guys, Deke, carpet or hardwood? Thanks. That comes from Shrubs.
I mean, you got to go carpet. It's a little bit softer on the undercarriage. Is that what he's getting at that right
now? Joe Roderick shook his head like he's appalled by
that. He's a hardwood guy.
Yeah.
He likes a nice hardwood.
Do you notice the shrub is coming back? Because in my adult film stars, I'm seeing this. Now, Keisha Gray shaved hers last week, and then she tweeted out the next day, I regret shaving it. And I thought that was wonderful, and it was a poignant moment. But do you notice that going on? What's going on around here?
I think it's been really humid this summer, so I think you really have to smooth down for this time of year. But I think the landing strip is really coming back, and it's becoming acceptable. Yeah, I mean, Prod Joe was doing it, what, 10 years
ago? Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Isn't that the strangest damn thing that our producer... Isn't it? I mean, honestly, of all the things on the show, to me, the fact that our producer would carve a landing strip really F's me up.
As strange as that is, though, and I didn't know this until about a week ago, and I'm still flabbergasted, is that Joe allegedly, and you guys speak to this, had a chance... to go out
with Jill Wagner.
With Jill Wagner.
That is true.
And she seemed to be interested.
She was.
And she was just in town for the weekend. Who knows what's going to happen? And he did not go for that. Like,
were you in studio?
I'm actually mad about that.
I swear on my mother's life that happened. I don't know. I don't know that he wasn't interested, but she was good to go. And something happened. And I have no idea. Now, she was going out with a guy who played on the Dallas Stars. I hope she didn't wind up marrying him because now this is awkward.
I'm sure they're listening.
I would imagine they're live streaming. But she's stunning, man. Like, she's legit, and she liked producer Joe. But I would imagine if you're Jill Wagner, and let's say it progressed to that point, and Joe's draws come off, and there's a landing strip, I would imagine you bail at that point.
I don't think you bail at that point.
Really? I mean, isn't that just the most...
No, if you're already that close.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a deal breaker? Like, you're going to leave?
I mean, he clearly put some time into it, so...
If you already went out to dinner.
Yeah, he did. I mean, you got to sit there and you got to carve.
Yeah.
You got to carve a landing strip as a guy. And that's and the way it came up is that I said, God, I guess the thing that would have to be limited to only homosexuals would be a landing strip, because I can't imagine a hetero male doing that. And producer Joe from behind the ALS goes, I have a landing strip. And I go, you've got to be kidding me. But I guess that's a thing.
Yeah.
How many guys here have landing strips? Let's see what we got here. Taylor, you have a landing strip.
Prove it.
Dotem.
Let's see it.
You know, for a while there, it was almost like we were like a local morning show, and you were the host, and Dotem was the pop culture reporter. And you're like, what's going on with the landing strip?
Yeah. Tell me the latest on all the goings and comings in Chicago. Bobby Bestel. Are you a Bobby Bestel guy, or are you sideways with him? Because I know some people are sideways with him.
I'm neutral.
I don't know why, but he just sent you a picture of himself without his shirt on.
Wow, that's hot. Yeah.
I have no idea why this just came in. Charlie, please vouch so you know that this is...
Yeah. Yep.
Someone else took that picture.
Hi, Bobby.
Yeah, somebody did.
He's got a Mizzou flag in the background and his shirt off and a box television and a VCR in the background. And he's got his shirt off posing.
I'm pretty neutral on Bobby. Vestal. I try not to get caught up in the
fan page drama.
Yeah, I mean,
the most part, it's not really a whole thing. Considering there's like 4,000 members on the fan page, it's just a few people.
Yeah, probably 6% of them. Yeah.
About 6%. You're exactly right. Yeah. God, that's wonderful. He said 6%.
I'm a metrics guy.
I would have said
3%. 3%.
Yeah,
3 or 6. 3%.
This guy's company deals with Uber and Postmates.
Yes.
Who else?
Oh, I didn't know you did that.
Doing big time software, technology,
and stuff. Isn't that great to see that's where everything's going? And then somebody just sent in a text and they're pissed that I ripped the taxi situation in St. Louis. And they said, Tim, in case you didn't know, there's apps for cabs in St. Louis that are just like Uber. I've used them. They're not just like Uber. Because with Uber, you know they're going to show up. And with cabs, you don't know where they're going to show up. I know I needed to get to Lambert by X time. And you're at the mercy of a cab, and sometimes they don't show up. The guys are, you know, friendly enough dudes. It's just, it's not reliable.
Tim, you're
nice
right.
Live read from that guy.
You agree with me?
You're going to text me, this guy will be here, and they're like, absolutely. And then there's no text.
Exactly.
And then you got to get, it's a pain.
So
but
guy,
I'm too scared to use Uber. In fact, I'm going to try Uber.
Now, when you say you're too scared, what do you mean by
that? Like, I think the phone might explode or they'll take over my soul. Like, I'm afraid of technology.
It's like two buttons and you couldn't be happy.
Well, Roderick said, I have the app, so Roderick said he would do the app for me, and I'm going to try Uber by myself for the first time, and
pool.
I feel like I'm all grown up. Thank you.
You don't like the pool?
Well, he doesn't like
the pool. Oh, okay, yeah.
Pretty don't sure do what?
There's an Uber pool option where if you have room in the car, people get in, and I'm pretty sure you and the carver picks them up.
I Ubered pulled this morning and had a really attractive gal get in the car too.
Wow!
She may never use your pool again.
Let me tell you when it's a bad idea to do the pool. I was leaving a game, not to name drop, with Dan McLaughlin. Can we hear it for Dan McLaughlin?
He is on your side, sir.
On my side.
He's on your side.
I mean, he's Danny McLaughlin.
And Tim McCarver. We're leaving a game, and
Tim McCarver.
Fox Sports Midwest.
Oh my God! It's wonderful. It's all wonderful.
And
Charlie Marlowe.
Fox 2.
The Aqua Fox,
yeah.
Oh, Gratin Potatoes.
Yeah.
All right. So Dan McLaughlin is on Uber, and he said, I'm going to get Uber. And then hearing him explain to Tim McCarver, what's Uber? What are we doing? Anyway, so Dan said, it'll be here soon. And we get in, and it's a compact car. Dan accidentally got a pool. So you're in a compact car with Dan, Tim McCarver, myself, and a drunk Canadian guy.
Oh, nice.
Who was just going nonstop, just mouthing off, and then McCarver's like, shut up.
And you said you were in a Yugo?
It was a compact car of some sort.
Yugos are nice, yeah.
No, they're not.
By applause, how many of you guys use Uber here in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
It's like across the board.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't know what's going on in St. Louis with it. And it makes me feel like I'm driving through a town with a Walmart and a McDonald's and one stoplight when there's arguments over Uber.
I mean,
oh, my God, if you don't want to use it, don't use it.
I think
but the taxi commission's controlling this whole discussion, it's just, God.
And that guy who texted me.
It makes me nauseous.
Clearly a cab driver.
Or related to somebody who is.
Luckily, library.
It's just.
I wish St. Louis would embrace public transportation a bit more. You know, they kind of attract younger people.
Joe texted in yesterday on his way to Lambert. And it was very, very London of you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the Metro right now.
Metrolink.
Yes, I know what you meant.
Oh.
I'm riding the tube. And you said there was a woman next to you with track marks?
Oh, yeah. All up and down.
Really?
She got in, stumbled in, sat down for about 5 seconds, and then stood up again and just all up and down her arm.
And your text to me led to Doug in a stunning part from his platform saying he would like to see all drugs legalized. You missed this yesterday.
Yeah.
Doug.
No,
Doug went rogue.
He has said that before.
He's anti-gun. I think he's pro-environment, and he was pro-legalization of drugs.
Well,
so he is not.
I don't know who's anti-environment.
Yeah.
Well, the saying climate change.
I'm pro-pollution.
The climate change is not necessarily proof.
But here's the thing about Metrolink. Okay, it's cool to say no. Metrolink is great, and sometimes it is, but many times it's not. My first experience on the Metrolink when I was working in Kansas City Airport. Metrolink to Union Station. I watched the guy stand there and relieve himself.
That's hot, though.
That's good. That's
right
good.
There. And
that's
thought,
a bad thing?
And I thought, this is public transportation. It's It wasn't a great experience. I mean, so I try to avoid it.
It happens on the L here, but the L is a great way to get around. I don't have a car here. A lot of people here
so
don't.
So your percentage of transportation is what? You don't have a car, right?
I'm either riding my bike or taking the train, so... Yeah.
Oh, so you don't use Uber. I mean, that's for longer trip?
Longer trips, late nights, you know, if I'm feeling lazy, if the weather's bad.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's a real thing. They're having a three-day hearing in St. Louis in October on Uber.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation.
I mean, it's just, you know.
It'd be one thing if the cabs currently served the market appropriately, but I think we all can agree
it's such
terrible.
A shame. And it's better for the community. Now drinking and driving is truly, not that there was an excuse before. But if you just hit two buttons on your phone and you're taken care of within 3 minutes.
Broderick, you're going to hit those two buttons for me, right?
Yes, he is.
I'll make sure I don't do the pool. Whenever I'm up here, I always do the pool. Last night I got a cab or an Uber from here to Andersonville? Andersonville.
What were you doing there?
A buddy of mine from college was up there.
All right.
And it was like $2.30.
Yes, it's a lot cheaper, too.
Right.
But you run the risk of someone else getting in the car, which, you know, if you're in a hurry, might not be the most efficient way.
Well, can't you
share that ride with Tamika?
Yeah, UberX by itself is just you, and you're not going to run the risk of anyone else getting in the car.
That's the deal.
And it's still pretty reasonably priced.
Herlinger, Fratrick just texted me to say sober up.
Yeah.
I guess he's en route.
Herlinger's been flagged.
He's having a Budweiser, the presenting sponsor of this wonderful broadcast here at Sedgwick's. If you are a Chicagoan listening, or if you're a St. Louisan on your way up, please come to Sedgwick's. They have made this whole broadcast possible today. They're at 1935 North Sedgwick Street in Chicago, online at sedgwickschicago.com. And I understand they have the St. Louis Thin Crust Pizza here. That's the
move? They have the Emo's ingredients. I would say it's as close as you can get in Chicago. It's not quite the same, but it's pretty darn close.
But crinkle cut fries. Tell me about them and give me 10 minutes.
Unfortunately, they don't have crinkle cut fries anymore. Yeah. Big news.
Let's get out of here. Let's up and go. Frank, you're starting an hour early.
They went with a more natural cut fry.
And how do you feel about that?
You know what? I'm a crinkle cut kind of guy, so it kind of pains me a little bit.
You're a steak guy?
Yeah, I like
nice
that,
yield.
But I also like the crinkle cut. The thing about the steak, more yield, but
more
crinkle
yield.
Cut, more surface
more
area
surface
to hold
area,
the cats up.
And that's exactly right.
It cradles.
Absolutely, yeah.
You sometimes not only ask women on Tinder if they are eating...
Mount Rushmore,
favorite fries you hear from women on Tinder in Chicago.
I mean, I would say one of the biggest responses I get is, what are you talking about? The second, crinkle cut is by
it
far one
It seems to me
fun.
When you post your screenshots, the waffle fry
the waffle
is really
fry,
appreciated.
Yeah. I mean, Chick-fil-A, I think, has a stronghold on that market.
But also, how early in the conversation are you bringing out the fry talk? Right off the bat?
It's your opener.
It's the opener, man.
Yeah.
God, that works.
I mean, you got to find out.
You got to come out strong.
Yeah, exactly.
Show them who you are.
You know, you got to come out with your best material first.
Yeah, that's your A game.
Yeah, exactly.
And a 70% conversion rate.
And that's from initial talk to going out on a date, as far as, you know, betting.
I mean, that really is, to me, that would strike me as really high.
I mean, there's a lot of single people in Chicago. If you want to go on dates with someone on Tinder, like, you absolutely can, so.
God bless you, Deke.
But Deke's a good-looking dude. Sounds like he has a good job living in Chicago. What are you, about 28?
I'm 30.
30 bills.
Yeah. 30 bills.
What are your thoughts on the 30-year-old cutoff? Is that a thing in Chicago, or is that more of a St. Louis thing?
I think it's more of a St. Louis thing.
Yeah.
You don't see it as much in Chicago. Like Taylor said, more career-oriented. I think in St. Louis, there's a little bit less prospects. People kind of feel the pressure to settle down.
And I hate that. I feel badly for women in particular on that, because I don't necessarily think it's guys, but women in St. Louis, they approach 30, they're like, oh, crap. And part of that, I guess, but part of that is because some of the better dudes, I guess, have been taken, or they're now banging other guys, ideally.
There's some quality gentlemen in St.
Thank you very much.
I mean, there are for sure some quality gentlemen in St. Louis. Matt Seidler, one of the best. Steve Gold.
Oh, sure.
Now, hold on a second. It seems like we're just naming your friend.
Matt and Steve?
Fellow JHE.
Is that right? The cat, how do you feel about that?
That's fine.
The cat has tuned out.
Yeah, he has.
We have a lot of tentacles.
Me and Kat bonded over our Jewishness. It was great.
Yeah.
I was wondering, are you Hebraic? That question was posed to me, and I said, well, I know his name. I would say it's certainly possible.
I mean, you would think with my last name I would be in the law business, but I didn't go that route.
You didn't go that route.
I didn't go that route, but no, I am clearly Orthodox, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, Orthodox. That's right, Charlie. Could you tell?
Yeah.
He's got tefillin.
Yeah.
What do you call? What do you call?
Charlie is our tefillin.
Wonderful.
What do you call the orthodox, the little hair deals that hang near the sideburns. You should know.
Oh, these are called questions from Gentiles.
Yeah. I think they're called hair deals.
Okay. Hair deals. That's correct.
The hair deals. You know what I meant.
I have a question here from a member of the audience. Ask Deke about the time a girl he was dating accidentally went into his roommate's room.
Yeah, that was... so this is my previous roommate, Paul, right here. Shout out to Paul.
Let's hear it for Paul.
Let's hear it for Paul. It's wonderful. Wow. Wonderful. Listen to this crowd. I've never heard a crowd like this.
Hey, let's hear it for America.
Let's hear it for America.
Oh, yeah.
Still number one.
So I met a nice young lady, of course, on Tinder.
Right.
And, you know, this is probably our third or fourth night out. The booze was flowing. It was pretty liberal with the whiskey that night.
All right.
May I ask real quick? May I interject?
Oh, yeah.
Third or fourth date, have you already had an intimate relationship with her
at this point?
What about
digital pleasure?
No, there was no heavy petting. There may have been...
So you're taking it slow?
No, but it just so happened it didn't happen yet.
All right.
So we go back to my place. She's never been back to my place. It's very late and very dark. And, you know, we do our thing, and I go into the restroom, my bathroom, and I hear her walk out of the out of my door and walk down the hall. And, you know, I'm just hoping she's leaving at that point. But, but I walk back in my room, and I see her clothes still there, so I'm thinking maybe she went on the couch. She's had enough of me by that point. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
So about an hour goes by, and I still hadn't heard from her. So I walk down the hall, and I hear some rumblings from my roommate's room. And she walks out of his room wearing his T-shirt and shorts. So I believe she was using his bathroom with him not in it. He came home, passed out. She got into his bed, and there I think there was some digit play. That hasn't been confirmed. And so she was bedded by my roommate after that.
And would you consider that an MMF?
I would consider it a, yes, I wouldn't say MMF in its purest fashion.
In its purest fashion,
course,
right.
Yeah,
in the way God meant it to be.
Yes, yes.
But in a different
of
way.
Of course, yeah.
And so, this roommate was not hurling her, for the record.
No, this is a person. I don't have the pleasure of living with Joseph.
All right. So this is somebody who is in the bar proper, though.
Yeah, he's another fraternity member. He's a good friend of Joe's as well, and we used to be roommates. But he's moved on to the great city of Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida?
Jacksonville.
Wow. Home of the Jaguars, on their way to London.
I know a lot about Jacksonville, and it's great.
It is.
We are approaching the 9 o'clock hour. We thank you to Rich and Charlie's for their sponsorship, Rich and Charlie's Pizza in Town and Country, for their sponsorship of the 8 o'clock hour. And Deke Dotem had a sponsor. Deke Dotem was sponsored by Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Matthew Ehrenreich. All of our sponsors need to be thanked. Our presenting sponsor, Budweiser today. Our 7 o'clock hour sponsor, Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Our 8 o'clock hour sponsor, Rich and Charlie's Pizza in Town and Country. Our 9 o'clock hour sponsor, Kevin Miller, Realty Executives. Our phone lines, Duke's in Soulard, Truman's in Soulard. And our text inbox, Four Seasons Penske Truck. Email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Elysium Restoration and Design. And, of course, Deke Dotem's appearance is presented by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Matthew Ehrenreich. We are at Sedgwick's in Chicago. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Charlie Marlowe, Deke Dotem also here, along with Joe Roderick on the ones and twos. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.